Best 2 out of 3. It's your Maize and Blue review update for Friday, March the 8th. And the Michigan hockey team, it will be best 2 out of 3 against Notre Dame starting tonight, with the winner advancing to the semifinals against Michigan State in East Lansing on March the 16th. Wolverines swept the Irish 2 weeks ago. U of M goalie Noah West on U of M flipping the switch in the postseason.
It's do or die now. The mentality, it definitely gets ramped up, but you try to keep it even keeled to where, you know, you don't let it kind of overtake you, to where you don't get too high or get too low during the game. So you kind of try to stay even keel, but your mentality, you have a different mindset coming into this weekend.
That audio courtesy of mgoblue.com. The Michigan women's team, as we switch over to basketball, won its first Big Ten tournament game in Minneapolis last night, 75-57, the final over Minnesota. Michigan now plays Indiana in the quarterfinals tonight in the late game in Minnesota. The Michigan men's team plays its season finale at noon against Nebraska in a noon tip-off in Ann Arbor. The Michigan football spring game date is set. It is April the 20th, 4:20, noon for the kickoff to see team number 145. First time seeing the Wolverines hit the field since their national championship win over Washington. With the spring game set, that means spring practice is set to kick off in a week or so. Michigan lost its strength and conditioning coach, Ben Herbert, to the LA Chargers. Justin Tress, Michigan's assistant strength coach, took over for Herbert, and Tress was on the In the Trenches pod and was asked about getting promoted.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, I mean, we built that thing together, and he would say that as well. It's been with him for every step of the way through here. It's had its days. It's ups, it's downs, right? The 2-4 season to winning a national championship. I've seen the whole gamut. The key is not a whole bunch has to change in terms of what we do or how we do it, right? To put my own stamp on it is simply just I'm myself.
That's Justin Tress. Michigan's 30-day transfer window after Jim Harbaugh went to the Chargers closed back on February the 23rd. The transfer portal will be back open next month. The spring portal opens from April 15th to April the 30th. Michigan has had 9 players enter the portal, most notably safety Keon Saab, who has since committed to Alabama. National Signing Day was back on the first Wednesday of February, and the Wolverines signed 27 players in the 24 signing period, and they stayed at 27. Until the Harbaugh transfer portal opened, they lost one player, a 24-3-star signee, Jaden Smith, who then committed to play at Kentucky. U of M's 24 class is at 26 players and ranks number 13 overall on Rivals.com's team rankings. In those same rankings, Ohio State checked in at number 4. In Oregon's 24 class, ranks number 6 overall by Rivals.com. College football's early December signing period is moving up to the Wednesday before the conference title games this year. That is December the 4th. Michigan has 3 players committed right now to its 2025 recruiting class. 4-star tight end Eli Owens, Carter Smith, 4-star quarterback from Florida, and a local product, 4-star defensive end Bobby Kanka. He is from Howell, Michigan. All 3 commits land on the new Rivals 250 prospect list. Smith ranked number 60 overall, Owens number 211, and Kanka's at 247 in the top 250. U of M has added a pair of players to its roster so far to the transfer portal. Linebacker Jayshon Barham from Maryland, and the other U of M portal addition so far is Northwestern guard Josh Preeb. And the Michigan baseball team won its home opener on Wednesday, 13-5 over Oakland U. U of M now hits the road this weekend to take on number 18, Coastal Carolina. Those games will be played in South Carolina. That's the latest on Michigan. Stay tuned for Good Afternoon Michigan Football. Former Michigan offensive lineman Jerry Diorio on the show at the top of the hour. And for the latest on U of M, go to themaizeandbluereview.com or sign up at michigan.rivals.com, and we'll see you talking Michigan over on the Den.